Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us open our Bible and read Psalms 100, chapter 100. Psalms chapter 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Amen. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, as his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, O Lord God, you are good, and your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endure to all generation. For you are Jesus, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for every trial that was beyond our control, but you delivered us out from all of them.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for all our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers,
yes,
for the healing,
yes,
and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to be possible to worship you and serve you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all the seen and unseen things that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let us now confess our sins to God. Renounce your anger, laziness, selfishness, and unwillingness to serve. Renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we lift up unto your hands our needs, trusting you, that as we obey you and do your commands, then you will provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church their needs. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down, and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will.
Yes.
Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and that children will be obedient to their parents in obeying their instructions that come from the word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts, and make them diligent to help in household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children, that they will grow and be blessed by you. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them, that through you they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your best fruit to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes that the salvation of Jesus will teach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruit. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will make increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother and sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick to heal them and to provide jobs and income to those who are jobless and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all places that you allowed your church to expand to. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourselves to them in visions and dreams.
Yes.
Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be a good citizens. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government and you will provide for us all the logistic, the offices and documents that we need. Lord, prosper all those places so we too, your church, to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation.
Yes,
we pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the publications, children under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all your servants from our overseer, pastors, elders, workers, and members to work with you always and fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers, anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and touch us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal people, set others free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations families and the members of the church, and to reach the lost, new places, and new people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Thank you. For the good of those who love you and whom you have called according to your purpose. So, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you are our strength in the time that we are weak. You are the treasure that will not be all be, but that will never be forsaken by us.
Yes.
Thank you, O Lord. We claim, Father, once more, Lord, your mighty works and your mighty hand moving in us. As you have saved us from our sins, you will continue, O Lord God, to help us work out our salvation. Hallelujah.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising out and I bless your name. You are my all. Jesus.
all the honor, praises, and adoration from your people. We bless your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, our offering and prayers to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Bring ye all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the times in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you. We come before you with a grateful heart, thanking for all the goodness and blessing you bestow upon us. And as we give what is due for you, fulfill your promises to us to open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives. We trust you, Lord. Bless this money to help the poor and needy. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 5, I Thank God For, Part 1. God's Calling Requirements, Part 5, I Thank God For, Part 1. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us in this place to worship you and to listen to your word, O God. Lord, we thank you for the life of our pastors, our leaders, our overseer, O Lord God, in this congregation. Bless them, Lord, protect them, and provide their needs, O Lord Jesus. Lord, as I read your message today, O God, anoint my lips, O Lord, and be with us, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Your name be glorified and lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen. To understand the requirements of God's calling in our life, I was reminded of one of the saying of Paul, I thank God for, that he repeated in different epistles and in different circumstances. Paul thanked God for certain workers, ministries, and churches due to certain good things they had done to the Lord. Paul did not give thanks to God to people who were a source of trouble, naughty, or uncommitted. Instead, purposely and precisely, Paul thanked God for people who were truly living their life to serve God. And Paul thanked God for churches and ministries that were in line of God's will, God's word, and God's call. Here we go and search the scriptures to learn from them the requirements of God's calling. Number one, Paul thanked God for Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 5, and I'm reading in King James Version. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Louise and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Paul thanked God for the life of Timothy, as he was continually remembering Timothy in his prayers, and he gave thanks to God for his life. But why Paul was remembering Timothy? Paul said, recalling your tears. It means that Timothy was a man who was crying. What kind of tears? And Paul admired and touched his heart and called his attention. Tears of prayer it might be. Timothy might be a prayer intercessor like Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 1. Oh, that my head were waters, and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Surely Timothy was praying and crying to God for many people. And certainly he was helping Paul and carrying his burden in praying for many people who were of many needs and of various spiritual statuses. The tears of Timothy could be as well the tears of repentance and tears of commitment to love God and to serve him, like the tears of the woman who anointed Jesus. Luke chapter 7, verse 38. Luke chapter 7, verse 38. And stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of his head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Are you a man of tears, who shed tears of repentance, or who cry to intercede for the lost souls, or for those who sins and need to come back to the Lord? Paul thanked God for the life of Timothy because Timothy also was characterized by his sincere and alive faith. Paul said, I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. Paul, as he was looking back to the history with his relationship with Timothy, how it started and how Timothy responded to the call of God and showed faithfulness to Paul, who trained him, and what Timothy achieved in serving the Lord with Paul, and Timothy care and pasturing to the church at Ephesus. With all that, Paul concluded that Timothy had a sincere faith who enabled him to achieve all that. And for that sincere and alive faith, Paul gave thanks to God for Timothy and his ministry. Are you a man or woman with sincere faith who is faithful toward those who taught you and trained you and toward the church and the ministry that was entrusted to you? Timothy was a fruit-bearing worker of God. And for Paul, who loved him, cared for him, and trained him, Timothy was pasturing a church, and he was doing and following exactly what Paul was instructing him to do. God expecting from you to do the same and be in the same expectation of Paul and Timothy. You are called to be a thanksgiving and fruit-bearing person to the people who cared for you spiritually. The word of God that you are listening would help you to see exactly how you can improve yourself and be a better person in responding to God's call. Number two, Paul thanked God for Philemon. Philemon chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. Philemon chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Paul was always thanking God for the life of Philemon as he was remembering him in his prayers. Paul also outlined the real reasons behind the thanksgiving. Letter A, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus. Surely Philemon had outstanding faith that was accompanied by much changing in life and attitude that others noticed and spread the news about it. In addition to that, a faith with many noble actions and deeds and with much fruit. Did your faith had brought dramatic changes in your life and had made you a new fruitful person that Christ commends? John chapter 15, verse 8. John chapter 15, verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Letter B, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. Christ's love manifested by sacrificial and unconditional giving love to others around you and with much fruit. John 15:9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Do you have a sacrificial and unconditional love toward others? Are you willing to spend your time, your effort, your money and resources in order to reach others and to care for them? Letter C, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Paul, as he was giving thanks to God for the life of Philemon, he saw another potential for Philemon, that his ability to evangelize and to share the word of God with others. Are you a person who is always active in sharing your faith and who is using all the opportunities to reach others with the gospel of Jesus Christ and with his word? Faith with love will lead you to evangelize and share the love of Christ with others. That will make you a person who will bring other souls to Christ, and in this way you are fulfilling the requirements of God's calling in your life. How much you will be a blessing when you abound in love and faith, and that will be ended up with many souls harvested for the kingdom of God. Number three, Paul thanked God for Titus. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 to 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 to 17. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed, he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. Paul had a hard time to deal and handle the church at Corinth. Paul here was struggling with them to take an active part in the matter of giving. The Corinthians were rich people, but they were having pride, and Paul wanted them to learn to give with the attitude of humility. Therefore, he was burdened how to teach them to do that. He was praying and appealing that this desire will come true. Titus responded to that appeal and got the same concern and burden that was in the heart and mind of Paul. Indeed, Titus went forward and on his own initiative to go and visit the church in Corinth to teach them such to achieve that purpose. Are you willing to carry the burden of the church and ministry and volunteer spontaneously to do the required work? Such sacrificial attitude will relieve those who are concerned and lead others to give thanks to God for your life. God had called you and had chosen you to bless you and to be a blessing to others. Paul said to the Corinthians that the response to the call of God, and in particular in the matter of giving, will result in the following. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 13 to 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 13 to 14, whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Take heed of the message. Follow these principles and be faithful to God and to the instructions that you receive. Your willingness to give to support the ministry will give glory and praises to God. Others will come to know God through what you give and through what you share of God's word and of being good example to them. Your sincere faith and your love toward God and toward His work and your love for all the saints will be good example to others to see and to follow and to come to God through your lifestyle and how you live and walk with God. Number 4, Paul thanked God for the Thessalonians. From the letters to the Thessalonians, you can outline further requirements and clues to fulfill God's calling in your life. Letter A, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for all making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Paul mentioned to the Thessalonians that he, with Silas and Timothy, are always thanking God for their lives, and they were always remembering them in their prayers. There was a reason behind that, for they remembered the kind of work and labor and the perseverance that the Thessalonians were doing and living for the Lord. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. So the Thessalonians were responding and achieving God's call requirements in the way that they were serving the Lord. Check now your life and your way of living. Are you working with faith, love, and hope in the Lord? Or you are serving but with anger, grumbling, and only when you are forced. The Thessalonians were accepting the new life in Christ and the suffering for Him with willingness to conform to His will. God wants you to fulfill God's calling in your life with same attitude and noble characters like the Thessalonians. God wants you to be willing to suffer for Him and to persevere in standing firm even to the end as you are walking in the narrow way. Letter B, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye receive it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Paul told the Thessalonians that he thanked God for their lives, because when Paul gave to them the word of God, he did not accept them as human word, but as actual word of God. And Paul's measure for that to the Thessalonians is in the following. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. For ye, brethren, become followers of the churches of God which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. The Thessalonians showed that they accepted the message of Paul as actual word that came from God when they were willing to be persecuted and abandoned, even from their own people. Are you willing to be really persecuted for the sake of Christ and be willing to stand firm and abide with God's word? Many people, when they receive and accept the word of God, they are not willing to accept pressures and persecution due to God's word. Rejections from the world and even from those who are very near are expected, and your willingness to accept that and endure it is required from you to fulfill God's calling in your life. Your friends, your family members, your parents, your children, your spouse, and even your relative may persecute you because of God's word. But you need to be willing to pass through all that. You do not be discouraged or give up because of persecution. For the sake of Christ, you need to endure that and to the end to receive the crown of life. Amen. Letter C, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to confirm you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God. Paul thanked God for the life of the Thessalonians after he heard the report of Timothy that he sent to find out about them and how things were going with them. It was a long period of time that Paul was separated from the Thessalonians, and he was longing to hear from them and to know about their news. And since he was not able to go to them, and since he was afraid that the devil might tempt them, he finally sent Timothy, who brought good report about them and motivate Paul to thank the Lord for their lives. The Thessalonians responded to God's calling, described by his statement of Paul from the report of Timothy, 1 Timothy 3:6. But now when Timotheus came from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us. The Thessalonians, their faith was accompanied with good deeds in response to the word of God and the teaching that they received from Paul. They were willing to do the good work that the Lord had prepared in advance for them to do, and that how they expressed their gratefulness to God and to Paul, who was the one who introduced Christ to them. The Thessalonians were fulfilling God's calling in their lives as they were having continuous good memory for Paul and their desire to see him and be with him again. That it confirmed that they were in line with God's calling in their lives, and that motivated Paul to give thanks to God for their lives. When you express the same toward those who watch over your life and care and cater for your spiritual needs, you are expressing faith, faithfulness, and obedience to God, and that will reward you. In addition, such attitude will give joy and relief to those who are caring for you, making them realize that their labor was not in vain, and that will encourage them to continue to go on and reach new people for Christ and care for them. Letter D, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. There are many who want to receive Christ, to receive salvation, but they deny and refuse the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Paul gave thanks for the life of the Thessalonians as they were submitting themselves to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. Their salvation was manifested and shown through the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, and that how they responded to God's calling in their lives, and that how Paul was motivated to give thanks to God for their lives. Are you willing to let the Holy Spirit work on your life to sanctify you and cleanse you from your sins and wrong attitude and make you the person that God wants you to be? Humble yourselves and accept today that God's hand shall mold you to be fruitful person, that thanks will be given to God in behalf of your life. The above qualities and characterize Timothy, Philemon, Titus, and the Thessalonians church, and how each and every one of them responded to God's call are good motivation for you to learn from them and to apply them in your life, to fulfill God's calling in your life, to be fruitful and productive in your life for the Lord. Shall we all rise and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your clear word to me and the good example that I learned from Timothy, Philemon, Titus, and the Thessalonian church on how I fulfill your call to me. Lord, I commit myself to change my life and attitude and to conform to the pattern of the scripture that we studied in this message. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Let us confess and renounce our sins to God. Lord, I commit myself to be a blessing to others. Lord, give me more love and faith and sincerity in serving you. And fill me with the Holy Spirit and give me the spiritual gift that I need for my service and ministry unto you. Lord, I commit myself to the principle of laboring and serving you in faith and love and in doing what you prepared for me to do, remembering and applying the good example of your servants who taught me the word of God, and showing gratefulness to you for their service unto me, and submitting myself to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. Lord, gives me perseverance and protects me as I determine to stand firm in keeping and applying the very word of God. For my brothers and sisters who committed their lives to the Word of God. Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit and give them the Holy Spirit gift that they need today, that they need so they can serve you and to do your work in the way that you wanted them to be done. You wanted to be done. Lord, help them to be a blessing to others and lead them to live a life of being good example to others to bring them in your kingdom. Lord, help us as a church to evangelize and to spread your word and reach others with the gospel of Jesus and disciple them. Lord, helps us to plant more Bible studies and new congregations for your church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus, Lord, we pray.